Polaris Snowmobile. This Polaris Snow Traveller K95 was the first snowmobile used by Australian National Antarctic Research Expeditions in the 1960s. Close to 3.5 metres long and nearly 1.5 metres tall, it's just a little shorter in length and height than a classic VW Beetle and only half as wide. It's a slightly whimsical-looking red vehicle with metal sledge tracks at the front that curve upwards and wooden skis at the back that flank a caterpillar track. Its curving ends at the front and back and its bright red colour give it an almost jaunty look like the shoe of a giant elf. The front, painted red with an outline of yellow pinstripes, has an open cab with a tapering bonnet beneath its windscreen, a little like the front of a speedboat. There's a latch door on top of the bonnet. The driver's cab has a half steering wheel with a Polaris star logo on its hub. There are also brake and throttle levers and an ignition switch on the right of the dashboard. There's a black leather bench seat with a backrest formed by an upright fuel tank painted red. Behind that, the back half of the vehicle contains an engine mounted on a bench base of red metal with a winch on an upright frame at the rear. This winch system was used to lift the caterpillar track beneath it if the snowmobile became stuck in heavy snow. The starry logo appears again on the left and right sides of the bonnet, with text painted in black on white. Beneath the Polaris logo is the name Snow Traveller in flamboyant block letters, with a speedy streak through the middle. Printed white text on the dashboard lists the US and Canadian patent numbers of the snowmobile and specifies that the brake needs to be forward to be on. Text on the side of the engine reads Cola, USA. Object Label. Polaris Snow Traveller K95 1964, refurbished by Dave Cormack 1993. The shift away from dog sleds accelerated with the arrival of the first snowmobiles. Two were delivered to Mawson Station in 1965 and quickly proved their worth, completing a 400-kilometre surveying traverse to Depot Peak without any mechanical difficulties.